Hello, hello everyone, this is Throwaway Lust, and I'm about to reach 200 subscribers in the next couple of days, maybe. I'm at 199 subscribers right now, and I recently posted a Google form for you guys to answer, for anyone interested to answer. I wasn't sure of how the reception would be, but so far I'm getting a good number of responses, and I'm really, really glad that you guys are answering this because it really helps me. The reason why I made this is because, again, let's wait for that plane. There. The reason why I made the Google form, which I totally did not steal from Not Who Rose Things, is because there's like a shit ton of, things that I could do for this subreddit, but I don't know what you'd be interested in, and there are like 200 of you guys, almost 200 of you guys here, and I kind of want it to mean something when you actually subscribe, and not just really a space for photos and me literally telling you that I'm going on hiatus or whatever. Not just updates and photos, you know, something more than that. So I made this Google form, and so far, so good. You guys have been really responsive, and I really like that. I hope you guys are more responsive on comments as well, or at least PMs, because for the new shit that I'm doing that I'm not used to doing, feedback would be great so that I know if I'm doing it right or not. Cool? Cool. So let's get started and check out the responses so far. Most of you guys actually want me to do quickie not safe for work audios. My usual audios take around 10 to 20 minutes. So a quickie audio for me would probably be like 5 to 7 minutes or even less than that, depending on the scenarios that I can think of, I think. I was hesitant to do not safe for work audios on my own subreddit because I already do not safe for work audios and post it on GWA, so I kind of like to double that. I'm not sure, you guys might get tired of it, but since that's the thing that you guys want and you've made yourself, hear it loud and clear, then there's definitely going to be more of that. Maybe some form of experiments or like testing the waters for new scenarios, or, you know, some sort of a teaser or something for you guys before I do the actual full post, or maybe just whatever, me possibly masturbating and you guys listening in on that situation. Next is, you guys want rambles, which I'm already doing, and pillow talk audios. I've never done pillow talk audios, nor do I listen to pillow talk audios, but I know there's a market for it. I know people have requested me to do it before, and again, you guys, I hear you loud and clear. I will start working on those as well. I actually posted a new one. Let me know if you guys are into it. It's basically me telling you about my day, which is really what happened in my day. It's a little bit of a girlfriend experience and ramble, and I actually sing for you guys. It's an old song that I'm quite nostalgic about. It's a song that I'm really into. It's a really old song that I'm into and brings back some memories. And then after that, some of you guys also want poetry reading, self-written stuff, and reacting to audios. I mean, I've always wanted to react to audios. I'm the type of person to really write down what I think about audios. I listen to audios twice. First, to jot down what I really love about an audio, or what I'm kind of iffy about an audio. Like, someone said I'm kind of cerebral when it comes to audios. I don't know why, but it really is my thing. But I listen to an audio first to, like, as my reaction, and then I listen to it a second time to, you know, get off. So that's a thing that I do. Also, I feel like when I write down what I like about an audio and what I don't like about an audio, I kind of adapt it. So even though it's like an M for F audio, at one point in time, at one point when I make audios, when I do self-written audios or improv, I kind of remember some of the lines. And if it works for me, I hope it kind of works for the male audience as well, or whoever audience I'm working with. So yeah, that's the thing that I do. So I'm going to have to ask a couple of people, you know, for permission to like talk about their audios. And when I say react to audios, it's not like me moaning into the mic and like reacting and responding or like flipping the audio. It's more of a, when I write my opinions, like not the ones, not the comments on some of the audios that I listen to, but mostly the ones that I write down on a piece of tissue paper from Starbucks or a notebook. I write down lines that I really like. Lines, the way they're said, whether or not I was, you know, pulled into the audio, like whether it was it immersive or was it funny, was it, you know, those things. So maybe what you'll hear from me is like not much of a review, but most of more, I'll probably listen to it live. You guys won't be able to hear it, but you know, me just react. I was like, holy shit, you know, there's this, and then I'll pause and then play and pause and play. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but it's the thing that I'm gonna do. Probably once or twice a month, I'll do that. Yeah, and also song covers, which I also did for my Pillow Talk audio. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but yeah, that's a thing. And then poetry reading and self-written shit. So good luck with the self-written shit. I don't think I'm that much of a good writer, although some people are saying that I'm improving, so that's good for me. So, yeah, from that, we move on to topics that you want me to cover, and obviously the first two are video games and sex. Definitely topics I will be covering. You know what, since this is a ramble already, let me ramble about video games for a second. A game that I'm actually looking forward to is... what is this again? Sorry, a game that... Sorry, I was distracted because I was looking at an email. Anyways, a game that I'm actually looking forward to is Uncharted The Lost Legacy, which is basically a spin-off that started off as a DLC and now it's like a full game. It stars Chloe Fraser and Nadine Ross and not Nathan Drake. Uncharted is a PS4 exclusive, I believe. I'm looking forward to this game because the Uncharted series is fun and chaotic. It always feels like I'm in a Michael Bay movie when I'm playing Uncharted because of all the action and the chaos and whatever. And this one actually stars Chloe Fraser, and I really loved her character in Uncharted 2. So, I mean, I know she's shady, but I like her. She's a unique character that I think, like, there's not a lot of Chloe Frasers out there in the land of video games or whatever, so I love her. Also, she's being voiced by Claudia Black, and Claudia Black is the one who also voices Morrigan from Dragon Age, and I love Dragon Age so much, so I'm really glad that Claudia Black is back as Chloe Fraser on Uncharted. So yeah, I'm excited for that. Really, really, really looking forward to that. Although I feel like it's going to be a short game because it costs like $39. And like the usual game will cost $60. So, yeah. As of the moment, though, while we're waiting for that, I'm working on my PC. I know I have to upgrade the video card at least because there's a ton of games that I want to play on the PC. I want to go back to playing on Steam, playing my Steam games. People have bought Steam games for me, and I still haven't played them, and I feel really bad because my fucking laptop won't play it properly. one of the games that I'm looking forward to play that someone bought me is PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Say what you want about that game. That game looks super fun to play. I know I'm gonna suck at it so badly, but I'm a hardcore gamer with casual skills, with casual as fuck skills. So, what can you do about it? Yeah. So yeah, I got my PC repaired, and now it's just mostly all about upgrading it. And in the meantime, I'm still with my console. I'm a console pleb, basically. Even if I have a pretty cool PC, I know I'm still gonna hang out playing on my PS4. And for my PS4, I'm playing Tekken 7 while I'm waiting for Uncharted. I suck at Tekken 7, although I'm slowly learning how to do the fucking Korean backdash, which is a staple for professionals in the Tekken esports scene. It's really fascinating to watch them play. It's brilliant because I'm used to watching I'm used to following like League of Legends, the professional scene there. My favorite, by the way, for the professional scene in League of Legends is obviously SKT, but also Origin, which is an EU team, which was like their peak was in 2014 or 2015 or something. And then they kind of crashed and burned, and they're working their way back. They're headed by XPK, who basically made the backdoor thing a thing. So I don't know if you're interested in hearing that. Anyways, yeah. So the fighting game scene is completely different. It's pretty intense, and it's also really cool to watch. Anything can happen in the span of like 3 minutes, and it gets really, really fucking intense. So far, I am maining Nina. Nina's cool. When I was in college, I mained Lily, which is pretty bad. But I mained Lily because she has pretty fast movements, even though she's kind of not that really strong. So yeah, Nina is the thing that I'm maining. I'm also trying to main Law and Eddie. Yeah, but so far it's not being so good. It's not really so good. But yeah, I just can't wait for Uncharted to come up so I can play a different game. And also to fix this little hunk of steel called my PC. Yes, there's your video game ramble. See, we're multitasking. We're doing it. We're making it happen. And now for a quickie, not safe for work audio tags. I put these up because since I made quickie, not safe for work audios a thing, an option, I might as well ask what tags you might be interested in listening to. And a lot of you said you wanted to listen to girlfriend experience audios and soothing audios. Girlfriend experience audios, I don't always do. Let me see my list. I've done so many audios already, like... Yeah, I've done only two girlfriend experience audios, and then the rest are FDOM, or FSUB, or DDLG, or character audios, or Yandere audios. I think I've done a pretty diverse, I've built a pretty diverse selection of audios for you guys, so I'm pretty happy about that. So yeah, GFE I'll probably really do. Soothing audios, I'm figuring out different ways to do soothing audios because I've done a number of soothing audios already. I've done one where it's kind of meta, where I'm not really playing any character, I'm just playing myself. And then there's another one, which is Let Me Do the Work, which is one of my latest audios. And I think... Oh, I've also done, I think, the succubus audios that I did are kind of soothing, because even though I'm a succubus, I wasn't really the type to be all dominating and scary and all that. I was just like the gentle succubus, the I care about you succubus, but do I really care about you? Maybe it's because I just want your life force, that's why I'm keeping you alive. That's why I'm being really nice. So yeah, there's that. And I've barely even done GFE audios. Soothing audios, I'll think of something. Definitely. I'll think of a nice scenario for that. Or if you have a scenario in mind, you know, feel free to PM me. I don't mind. And after those two tags, you guys are also into blowjob. Blowjobs, F-sub, best friends, to lovers, and DDLG. Which, I'm not surprised. I am surprised that you guys want less F-dom, though. Like, okay, it kind of makes sense, since I do a lot of F-doms already. So an F-sub would be nice. Best friends to lovers. And then, after that, you guys want ramble faps. So, a ramble fap we shall do soon. When I'm in the mood. That'll be like, that's probably going to constitute like 50% of my quickie NSFW audios. So yeah, that's about it. You guys also wrote specific requests, which I won't really share because it is anonymous, and yeah, I want to keep it anonymous. So yeah, thank you all for responding. Thank you all for subscribing to my subreddit. I hope that I can come up with content that actually makes it makes your subscription valuable, I guess. Aside from the photos, of course. It's gonna be my birthday soon, by the way. I won't tell you when's the specific date, but it's happening next week. So I'm excited for that, and hopefully I reach 200 by the time of my birthday. I'll probably share with you guys whatever happened during my birthday. If anything happens during my birthday, I don't know, my schedule's pretty busy, so yeah. I'm gonna end this ramble now. Thank you again for listening, for subscribing, and for responding to my Google form. If you want to keep talking, comments are there, PMs are there, and are appreciated. And yeah, I will talk to you all. I will talk to you all later. Bye.